But right now,
Ben will be going to the Taylor Swift reunion tour.
Exactly,
or like that.
Exactly. Easy listening will be, you know, Darius. Because okay. There is apparently a code for the kind of social networking you're into. Because right now, it's everywhere. You can't get away from it. Eventually, they're just going to have the things downloaded directly into your brain, right?
But
right
now, not only are we so connected, it's like you get one to upload to another, so you get your Twitter to update like all of your blogging sites and
I got
other,
the apps. I got the apps.
You got it all. Okay.
You got to be able to do it on your phone, on your computer, on your TV, wherever. But apparently, depending on what you're really into, because there are people I know, well, like Laura, you don't even really do the Facebook thing.
Well, I mean, the Facebook thing, yes, somewhat, just because there are people that are on there that are not on MySpace, that are not on Twitter, that are not on LJ.
But you're a hardcore MySpacer.
That's right.
What was the fourth one you said?
LJ, Live Journal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one's dinosaur one. That one's old.
Oh, good. I'm way too hip for that one. But Stephen, you're kind of a middle-of-the-road Facebooker. You're not really totally into...
But it's really the only one that I would be into if I was... I mean, that's the one I'm into. I would say that, yes.
And I'm like, whatever it is, I'll sign up for it. Sure, bring it on. But I think, Twitter, Facebook, I try those are the two that I do the most. But depending on which one you're into the most, kind of says a little bit about your personality, I guess.
Well, what they've said is that if you're on MySpace, it's like you're looking for a date. That one has actually become like the down low like dating site.
And I believe that is
the assumption.
Because MySpace, a little bit younger group in there and stuff like that. And you're single, so you're a MySpacer. And
yeah, I wouldn't say that that's the thing. But, you know, I tried to meet somebody for a scuba diving group.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I got to tell you. He's like, I've got a girlfriend. I don't want to lead you on. And I was like, what?
Oh, because you don't expect people to have girlfriends who are on MySpace.
No. That's not it. It's the fact that my contacting him was not a like, hey, nudge, like you want a date.
Oh.
This is like, no, you scuba dive. I scuba dive. We've got these things in common. I'm looking for people to go diving with.
Huh.
So it's not that. But I mean, that is like the common perception that... You know.
Okay, so that's the common perspective for MySpace.
Well,
it kind of
started out, it was kind of, you know, dirtier, too, was MySpace. Yeah, it was kind of, you know, the more...
But it also really launched a lot of music careers. I mean, Taylor Swift exploded because of MySpace.
And that's why I like it. Because to be able to design it, put music up, kind of have people come, and it's like a little experience when they come and visit my page.
Now, LinkedIn is one you mentioned, and that one I'm not totally hip to, I gotta admit.
That one is 99% like all business networking. I mean, that one's the most straightforward one. There's no bells and whistles. There's no music.
Oh.
It's like, this is my career, and you can only connect with people that are connected in another way. You've got to know them.
Hmm.
So.
Okay, so it's like a online Rolodex, kind of, for those of you who still remember what a Rolodex is. All right. Now, Facebook, like I said, that's the one that Steven is really into, and I'm kind of into also. So what about Facebookers?
That one
is the most well-known
for business contacts.
Business, really?
And maybe it's because you can only put certain things, but the applications, that's the part that surprises me, because you've got all of the other like little games and things like that. If you don't do Facebook, so you can do kidnapping games, you can do send them a snowball direction, things like that. That's the part that's so surprising, but that one
is mainly
looking
for business,
a job.
Huh? Okay, well, that's interesting. Steven, you need to take down the picture of you doing the keg stand on your profile. that's not appropriate at all. How about Twitterers? Because that's the one that Scallops is really into. And I've kind of gotten into Twittering, too.
Well, I mean, Twittering is more or less people are sending things into the abyss, and it's going to either tick other people off.
Right.
Or, I mean, I don't remember specifically what the study said on that one.
Yeah.
But that one...
It's not as much of a relationship, because there's not like a two-way street when it comes to Twittering.
That one is really good for businesses. I do remember that part, so you can get like deals and things like that sent to you that way. But
how much can you really tick somebody off with like 147 characters, though? I mean, it's like not very much. Anyway, you were going
to
say, Steven?
Well, no, Facebook to me seems like it's more maybe where MySpace is targeted younger. Facebook is kind of more just a little older because of the people making connections from high school and all of those kind of stuff. That's kind of how it seems laid out to me.
Oh, no, dude, I got to tell you, when I got on Facebook for the first time, it was like being in high school. I mean, I beat up Jason Buss just out of reaction. It seemed like it was what I was supposed to do. It was weird.
94.1 KMPS, traffic and news with Stephen Kilbreath.
You beat him up.
Sure.
40 right now in Seattle, 708 at 94.1 KMPS.
Well, Stephen, nobody's perfect.
That's true.
Although, you know, Adam and Eve apparently had the perfect marriage. Hmm. Scott Gilliatt emailed this to me. I guess this is hump day humor. Well, let me phrase it this way as like a riddle. Do you know why Adam and Eve had the perfect marriage?
Because, well, They're not perfect. They were imperfect. That's what they're known.
Okay, now you're going into a little bit too much of a theological kind of Ichabod area
right
there.
She actually is sitting in Ick's chair.
Well, that's what does it. How do you feel about Calvinism? Never mind. Don't answer that. The reason Adam and Eve had the perfect marriage, he didn't have to listen to her talk about the other men she could have married, and she didn't have to put up with his mother. So there you go. Thank you, Scott.